In our prayers today, we have our usual response. When I say, Lord, in your mercy, feel free to respond. Hear our prayer. Father God, you are good to all, you are generous, you are loving and giving, and you sent Jesus to us to show the way to life, to bring life and light and immortality to light through the gospel. Father, as we look forward to the new week in which there's a meeting of Pentecost churches together, we pray that you would encourage us and inflame us so that we can together share the gospel throughout Pentecost. We pray about the initiatives that are already a gleam in the eye. And we pray that you would bring some of these to fruition, Lord, so that many would hear. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray as well for the Messy Church, which is meeting next week. Please bless the preparation for that. And please bless the preparation for all our Easter events, which are going out soon, for the events targeted at children, for the events targeted at people in the churches, and for the events, so few of them, which are targeted at people in the community. Please reach people through them. People who maybe have a sense of their lostness already and don't know where to turn. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And lastly, today we pray for the people of Malawi, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe. We bring to you whole families and communities devastated by Cyclone Idai. We pray that you would comfort those who have lost loved ones and homes. Bring your healing and restoration to those who are injured or traumatized. Strengthen and guide those who are trying to help them, including today as we've been thinking about Christian Aid. Enable them to reach the people in greatest need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving Father, we are confident of your love and compassion through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so we make our prayers to you. Amen.